WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Thursday. And thanks to Dave, who reminded me, don't forget Julie Newmar, who he thinks was the best Catwoman. That's right. There were three Catwomen, not two. I'm sorry. I totally blanked on that one. Yes. So you had Lee Merriweather, Julie Newmar, Eartha Kitt. Yes. 508-996-0500. We've been talking about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. We can talk about that some more. We can talk about the fact that today is September 11th, that'll always be on the table on this date each year, or whatever else is on your mind. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
Good. How you doing?
Okay. So, I'm really disgusted this morning with some of the comments that people are putting out there when it comes to the assassination of Charlie Kirk. You know, and we have a local individual that ran for office, Lisa White, and she's basically, you know, celebrating the fact that this man was shot dead. And I reached out to her, you know, saying, hey, listen, that was disgusting. And she's going into this rant of how...
Lisa White is an anti-gun violence activist. And
oh, I'm sorry. My phone started talking to me.
That happens to me all the time.
Yeah, that was weird. So I was disgusted. I really was. And I reached out to her because, I've known her throughout the years and got to know her. I thought we were, like, you know, decent friends or whatever. But apparently she's hell-bent. And, anyone who doesn't agree with the assassination, I guess, is not a good person or at least not speak to her or not be her friend, which is okay with me. But I'm just shocked with the way people are, you know, they're such hypocrites. You know what I mean? They want you to be so tolerant of their crazy, wacky experiments and ideas and all this stuff. But, you know, a man being shot, a man that has children, a wife, has contributed to society. And I'm not saying he's an angel. I don't agree with some of his methods and some of the things he said. But he definitely wasn't putting hate out there. I don't believe so. I think he was spreading love. You know, I think he was spreading the good word of Jesus.
I mean, but also, to be fair, you're not in some of the groups that feel that he was trying, that those groups feel he was trying to marginalize.
No, I understand that. I do understand that. But there's logic and there's the facts and truth. I know people's feelings get hurt, you know, because he's a very matter-of-fact person. And a lot of these ideas and experiments revolve around, let's just say, being very accepting and allowing others to create their own identity or whatever it is, which, you know, whatever. But there are those that feel as though, a man is a man, a woman is a woman. And I believe that's where this all stems from, the anger. He didn't deserve to die. You know, it shouldn't be celebrated. You can disagree. You can start your own podcast, put your own news story out there, write letters to the editor, whatever, run for office. But to sit there and celebrate that the man was assassinated.
Well, I mean, I always say to people, and I agree, like, you know, don't celebrate anybody being murdered. But I always tell the people who are like, I don't care. I'm glad that he died. Like people that are still going to have that approach, I say, well, you really shouldn't be glad that he died because it's only going to make him more of a martyr. So, you know,
right.
So, you know, I'm not saying that that's my perspective, but I'm saying like that's the way that I try to talk those people down from that position.
Yeah. Hey, listen, that sounds like a good way to go about it, to be honest with you. And, you know, sometimes I don't think it through. And, you know, but this time I did, and I was very polite and trying to understand her perspective. But it's tough. It really is. And, you know, I'm not sitting here preaching against anything or for anything. I'm more in the middle when it comes to all of this, you know, to each its own type of thing. But like I said,
Well, I mean, but also I've heard you on the station be against some of these things before. So, I mean, are you saying that you've changed your perspective on it?
No, I have not changed my perspective, but I believe everyone should live their lives the way they want to live it. You know what I mean? Just because I disagree with it doesn't mean that they shouldn't be able to live their lives and do what they want to do. I mean, the majority of people on the planet will probably disagree with them, but it's their right, you know. If they want to walk around with a unicorn on their head and think they're a unicorn, you know what I mean? Then let them be a unicorn.
I'm not 100% sure they're not. I've never seen an actual unicorn, so I don't know what it is. But I want to ask you just about something really quick, Carlos, because I got an app chat message from something that happened on your page, and I went and I read it, and I don't want to get into names and get into all of that, but there was a retired firefighter who was on your page saying that he was glad that Charlie Kirk got shot, that he was glad that he died. And now
I missed that one. That's awful.
Well, there's people who are sending me app chat messages saying, like, you know, we need to revoke his pension now because he has such a heinous position. And by that same token, I would assume that you would be against that, right? You wouldn't want to have somebody's pension taken away just because they expressed an opinion.
No, you should be able to express yourself. I mean, there might be some sort of policy in place.
Some sort of morality clause or something.
I think they have like a Facebook policy or social media, I should say. So I think they're supposed to stay off of social media, to be honest with you.
I think that what it is, yeah. I tried to look up as much as I could find about it. And I think what it is it's, you know, criminal activity, things like that. So obviously what happened with the former fire chief, they feel like that's a reason. But I don't think just making a statement is. And certainly if that got taken to the labor board or a judge after that, you know, they're going to find in favor of the person. Because the person still went into fires and risked their lives for their entire career. So they're owed that pension for that.
Yeah, listen, I don't know why people say these things. I mean, especially when they're professionals. I don't know what to say. I haven't seen that. That's ridiculous. Why they, you know, they should know better than to do that.
I would just want to ask you about it while you were on the phone rather than bring it up after you called.
I'm not aware of that. I'm going to go check that out right now.
All right. Well, you have a good day.
I've never seen that. Yeah, you too.
And we can take some more calls. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I got the app chat message. I don't want to ignore the app chat message, but I'm also not going to, you know, give the person more publicity for it than they need. If that's the way that they feel, that's the way that they feel. I guess they have the right to say it. But I don't think you're going to win an argument with a labor board or a judge to say we should take away this pension that they've earned just because they express an opinion that you think is disgusting. So I think, yeah, it would be a hard fight. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah, regarding the Charlie Kirk thing, I think what people are feeling is, and the anger is coming from the lack of humanity, like across the board. I mean, even with that girl on the bus in Ukraine, you know, it's just weird that just people just sit around and do absolutely nothing. I mean, this is what I'm going to pose to like everybody. Charlie Kirk was who he was, had his own beliefs and opinions, so on and so forth. But one thing you can't say about the man is during the conversations that he had on college campuses and across the board, if people were disparaging the speaker, he would tell them to hold on. You know what I mean? He wouldn't allow the people that supported him to, like, you know, disparage or hurt.
Right. Like, don't boo them down, don't shout them down, that kind of thing, yeah.
Exactly. So he was a good human. You know what I mean? And I think that's what people are feeling, is that, you know, you had somebody who just was trying to express an opinion, and politely. That's the crazy thing. Like, you know what I mean? He's one of those people that you could disagree with and he'd probably take you out to dinner. You know what I mean?
But you also have to understand too, from the people who disagree with him, that politeness also could come across as being disingenuous too.
I can understand that again, but murder is one thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I mean, listen, killing somebody over it is off the table. That's not part of the conversation. But, you know, just in terms of why people might be having the reaction that they're having to it, you know, they see, you got to understand, like, you're talking about the lens of how he saw the things that he talked about. And that's what people don't always take into account, is his beliefs shaped the way that he felt about those things. So you might be like, oh, Charlie Kirk was a bigot who hated, you know, trans people, and he was against gay people and all this stuff, or whatever you might want to say about him, but it was coming through that lens.
I understand, but I don't think he put it out there like that. It wasn't like he was against, never did he say I'm against something. It was like, that wasn't his belief. You know what I mean? So he respected people and he respected what their decisions and what they chose to do. However, he didn't agree with it. And that's completely fine.
I mean, we also have to be careful not to canonize somebody just because they were murdered too. I mean, we got to look at somebody warts and all.
No, and that's not what I'm trying to
no,
do.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying in general, yeah, the conversation. So like he did take shots at people. He was not above, you know, making a smarmy comment because he knew that it would get a reaction out of people, but that's just part of the game when you're a commentator. That's what his job was to do.
Yeah, no, I understand. And again, I think that's what everybody's feeling. It's the lack of humanity, lack of community. Just like, you know, people need to understand that people are going to have different opinions, and that's okay. That's what shapes who we are. But that's what it seems like they're trying to keep us from. Dialogue is good. You know, I've always been one of those, like, you know, you can sit people down and they're probably more alike than they are not alike. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I've never seen why people, why they're so against dialogue, communication. That's what I think needs to be more of and celebrated, actually. And that's what this man did the best. Like, you know, you constantly hear he wanted the people that were going to go against him to be up front, because he wanted to have those communications. And people might spin it and say, oh, well, you know, that's for the ratings and all of that, which could be a possibility as well. But I didn't see it that way. Well, I saw it more as like you wanted to bring issues to the forefront.
And it can be two things at once, too. If you're going to spend your time doing that, they should have a wider reach as well. Yeah.
But here's what I'm going to say, and I'll end it at this. One thing that you can say about the man was, you know, with his strong religious beliefs, he might have disagreed with you, but you could guarantee at the end of the day, he would pray for you, whether you believed in it or not. So, you know, I'll leave it at that, and hopefully everybody just can see and learn and grow from this and see that, like, you know, at the end of the day, man, he was a human, had two little kids and beautiful family, and their father was ripped. The father, husband, son was ripped from them, like senselessly. And that's what's sad about the whole issue.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Yep. Have a good day.
And I'll get us some more calls. Hang on one second. I just want to catch up with a couple of these app chats because people might want to react to these as well. Happy in Fairhaven says, did Trump stand up and admonish the murders of Melissa and Mark Hortman? Did he order the flags at half staff? Did he? Hypocrisy by him and his followers is quite obvious. He did condemn the violence, but he then turned it into an attack on Tim Walz. So, he did put out a statement about condemning that violence. I don't remember the flags being ordered at half mast, though. Deb says, I'm so tired of all this hate, violence, and ignorance in this country. This whole world is on fire. A country commits genocide and people shrug it off. People are pulled out of their cars because of the color of their skins. The pot boiled over yesterday, and I feel it's only going to get worse. And I'll get into the other ones, too, but let me catch up now with the calls. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm still here. you know, I gotta say, all this violence, the political violence particularly, is horrific, and it really, really has to stop. Now, I don't agree with pretty much anything Charlie Kirk had to say, but I am of a mind that I may disagree with what you have to say, but I will defend unto the death your right to say it. And, I mean, that's just something that's inbred in this country. You know, everybody has the right to speak. You have the right to disagree and dislike, but they have the right to speak. And to commit violence to shut somebody up is just wrong. That said, under Trump, and it really was ramped up as under Trump back to 2015, they have cultivated a culture of violence with violent rhetoric, violent imagery, and they didn't think it was ever going to blow back upon them. Really?
I think it was less so much of encouraging an atmosphere of violence as it was just leaning into some of those already present tendencies.
Right, that's what I mean. They cultivated it.
I guess I could see that word.
Excuse me?
I guess I could see, yeah, that word being applicable.
Yeah, they made it normal, is what they did. All the people that had these, points of view were under rocks, and they came crawling out because he made it okay.
Well, I mean, all you have to do to see what kind of rhetoric it's inspired is look at the way that people are dealing with anybody who does go into the comments and says, you know, oh, good, he got what he deserved. Well, the next person that is supposedly this altruistic person who says you shouldn't be acting that way about somebody will then call somebody the R word in that comment. Like, you know, the hypocrisy is our currency right now in America.
I don't know what the R word is, but
for a mentally challenged person.
Oh, okay, I got you. The other thing too is the hypocrisy. Remember when Nancy Pelosi's wife was attacked by a guy with a hammer? I forget if it was Eric or Donald Jr. that made an Instagram or post. I think it was Instagram. It might have been Twitter. Holding a hammer, I know what my Halloween costume is going to be. Really? Well,
I mean, Charlie Kirk himself was Charlie Kirk was calling for somebody to go and pay for the guy to get out of jail.
Yeah, I mean, but now it happened to one of his. So, oh my God, the violence has to stop. The left is so violent, and we don't know who it was that did it. It might have just been some lone nutbag. It probably was. But we don't know what their political leanings were. I mean, you can surmise. I would guess it would be somebody to the left. But nobody knows. They haven't arrested anybody. They have no clue as to who did it.
The other thing, too, is like, and this is a much deeper discussion. We'd have to have a different time. We have more time to dive into it. But political leanings of a crazy person aren't necessarily political leanings. They're ideazations. They're not real. They're not the person's actual real beliefs. It's not their convictions. It's just the way that crazy is manifesting. And I think we lose sight of that sometimes.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Ted Kaczynski was a great example of that. The Unabomber.
Yeah, it's not always about, you know, like what was written in that manifesto might have not really been what he believed in his heart. It's what his brain was putting out there.
Exactly. Hey, you have a good morning. Good luck with everything.
You as well. Take care. And let's see. So I do have the 8:30 news. I'm going to take that a little bit later because I want to make sure I get all the callers in first. And then I've got one caller left. Then we can go to the break. We can go to the news. And then we can finish off with calls. 508-996-0500. I'll read those other app chat messages as well. Good morning. You are next on WBSM.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good. How you doing?
I just want to say a few things. First of all, these are kids that go to these campuses. 95% of them have no common sense. So they try to argue without facts. You can't have a debate without facts. Get your feelings out of it. Get your opinion out of it. Bring the facts or shut up. And then number two, anybody who shoots and kills anybody, and you know who the person is, automatic death penalty. No more playing. You know, and the Democrats, they don't want dialogue. They don't. They don't want dialogue. They act like they do. But I'll say this. Nobody's going to convince me 1 + 1 = 5. It's always going to be 2. But they're trying to make you think it's 5. You know, it's sad.
Well,
you
I mean, alternative facts didn't start with the Democrats. And I think part of the argument here is first of all, I think you're making some pretty broad assumptions. There's some very bright, intelligent people on college campuses.
I watched the debate, sir. Most of those kids bring stupid arguments.
I mean,
for me to believe them, it'd be like me just believing that pigs fly. Come on.
And how good would the video be for Charlie Kirk to post if it was somebody who actually came armed with the facts and engaged them in a debate and maybe even won the debate? Those videos are edited and presented in a way to make it look like Charlie Kirk always won.
Yes.
They pick who gets to ask the questions, and so it's the setup.
Are you a Democrat?
I am not. I am unenrolled.
Okay.
So
okay. What I'm trying to say is that I've watched them, son. So don't tell me every single one. I've watched those students.
Were you there? Were you there when those videos were being made to see what got put into the video and what didn't?
I watched the debates live, sir, at times.
Because I've watched social media videos of people putting up the clips that never got posted to Charlie Kirk's channels.
Okay. But most of those kids, no common sense. None. Because they make dumb arguments. I mean, I could win those arguments without even trying. I mean, it's not even hard.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you want, I'll go set up a table at UMass Dartmouth today, and you can sit there and try and engage some of these students in debate, and we'll see how many of them you win.
I have no problem. Although I'm moving to Florida in about 2 weeks. But I'm saying, anybody who shoots anybody, automatic death penalty. I don't want no trial, none. You know, well, we just stop playing games with this.
Yeah, no,
Don't say, somebody got shot and died.
Okay, don't talk over me on my show. You can't just advocate for being judge, jury, and executioner for people.
Why not?
Because that's not how the world works.
If you take a life, you lose your life. That's in the Bible, sir. Read the Bible.
I don't live my life by the Bible. I live my life by the Constitution.
But that's the problem. The Bible already...
Well, the Bible's a made-up story by people that I don't know who wrote it. The Constitution is something that is a living document that I know who wrote that.
But our laws came from God, not from the Constitution, sir.
I don't believe that.
Read your Bible. Well, that's the problem, see?
Well, the problem is that you insist that I have to believe it. That's the problem.
Well, I'm insisting...
The country was founded for the very purpose of not insisting that I have to believe that.
Prove me wrong, sir.
How am I going to prove something that... how do you want me to prove that there's no God?
No, bring facts to the table. Don't just say...
Well, you immediately brought the Bible to the table. That's not facts. That's a story.
Of course man wrote the Bible. Who do you think wrote it? Who?
I don't know. Nobody knows.
All right, who wrote Abraham Lincoln? But you believe that, right?
Yeah, because I know that Abraham wrote it. I know Abraham Lincoln wrote it.
No, because people wrote books after he died about Abraham Lincoln, sir.
But I also know what Abraham Lincoln himself said.
Well, that's true. But the Bible has been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt to be accurate. But you choose not to believe it. That's fine.
I don't know what you think was accurate in the Bible.
Well, prophecies, there was about 500 people who...
How'd that flood turn out? I'm still trying to find proof of that. Where's the ark?
Sir.
Listen, I have no problem with people believing in the Bible, but you have to understand it's allegory. It's a story. It's an Aesop's fable. It's made to tell you a story that serves a point. And if you want to believe in the point and the principle of it, I have no problem with that. I'm just saying you can't say that is fact.
Okay, I'll say this to you. You can choose not to believe it, but we all stand before God. I want to see what your arguments are. Well, I didn't believe it. It's going to be too late, sir.
I'll take my chances.
Okay, but the thing is about Charlie Kirk, most of those students are idiots. They don't bring facts. So that's the fact. That's the fact. And the thing is, if you take a life, you lose your life. I'm sorry. That's it.
Okay, well, I hope that you never commit a crime and somebody applies that same logic to you.
If I kill somebody, yes.
Okay, what if you accidentally killed somebody? What if somebody ran out in front of you while you were driving down the road and you killed them?
I'm not talking about that. Stick with what I'm saying.
I don't think you're winning this argument as much as you think you are, sir.
Oh, no, I'm not?
Okay. No.
But the thing is, if it's your family, what are you going to say? Oh, no, just let them go to jail. You're not going to say that, sir.
I'm going to say let them have a trial.
No, when it applies to you, everything will change, as it does.
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't live my life only thinking about myself like apparently you seem to do. I actually consider what the greater good of society is and how things can impact people beyond just myself.
Sure, but if somebody killed your family member, you wouldn't be saying this. I'm telling you, you wouldn't be.
I can tell you, the way you feel about that, you might want to reread your Bible because it's not always as clear as an eye for an eye.
I've been in the Bible over 40 years. How long have you been in it?
0 years.
That's right. So guess what?
You win. You're better than me. You win. I have to go. I have other callers.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. God bless. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, I'm not going to argue whatever the proof of the Bible. I just want to just let you know. So the Bible is written. They know who wrote the Bible. It's over 40 authors. They've been proven to have existed. People like King David, Paul, John. And I guess you could say 37 others. I don't know all the names off the top of my head.
But
they existed.
Yeah. Oh, of course. And they were real people. But even that is debated as to
no one knows who wrote it.
Right. But by the same way, not everybody knows that Shakespeare wrote everything that Shakespeare wrote.
No, but you said no one knows who wrote it. Like the people didn't exist. So everyone knows who wrote it.
No, I didn't say that the people
didn't
exist.
They existed.
No, I said that they don't know exactly who wrote it. So those are just the people who are kind of the figureheads of it. But the biblical scholars say that there might have been, you know, like teams of people that worked. Kind of like, I mean, I'm not trying to compare the two, but V.C. Andrews isn't a person. V.C. Andrews was a person, but V.C. Andrews then became a team of people who wrote books under the name of V.C. Andrews.
So I'll say again, they know who wrote it. There was over 40 authors.
Okay, I'm glad that you're listening.
That's all I wanted to tell you. There's been no one says otherwise that those 40 people wrote the Bible.
Okay, thank you.
And they wrote it.
Thank you, doctor.
Actually, God wrote it, and they just used them as the pen. So that's what it is.
I'll let you go. You're running late for your theology class. Yeah. Hang on. All right. Caller, you hang on. I'll take you as soon as I come back. I got to take a break. We will be right. And by the way, I just want to reiterate, I have no problem with you if you want to believe in the things that are in the Bible. I have no problem with it. I'm never going to tell somebody that they can't. I think there's a lot of great concepts in there that that people should apply. I'm just saying, you don't have to. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. All right. Before I get into some of these calls and the app chat messages, I just want to remind you that Dash Laundromat is the place to go to, first of all, why are you doing laundry still? Let them do it for you, especially now that things are so busy. And what makes it easy to just have Dash take care of your laundry for you are their reusable laundry totes. You just fill it up, you drop it off at Dash, and then you go. They'll wash, dry, fold it, and then they'll have it ready when you're ready to come back and get it. It's quick, convenient, totally stress-free, and it's all done through the app. So when you walk in and you drop it off, you get all the information, and then the Dash Laundromat app will just alert you when your laundry is ready. You can actually follow along where it is in the process by checking in on your app. It says washing, drying, folding, whatever. And then if you don't want to have to go while they're open, that's okay. You can drop it off in their convenient lockers that are totally secure. The lockers are outside the Dartmouth location. I bet you they're getting them into New Bedford soon too as well. And then you'll be able to just go back and pick them up whenever it works for you as well. It could not be any easier than just taking care of your laundry with your Dash Laundromat tote. Find out more at dashlaundromat.com and you can get started on that today. All right. I also want to apologize to the person that sent the app chat message regarding the former retired firefighter who was posting things on Carlos's New Bedford Live page. They just want to correct me. He said, I never said anything about revoking his pension. I stated he should be exposed for his apparent stance in being in favor of political violence. So I apologize. I might have misread what you meant by that. So sorry for that. And before we get into the callers, let me just read this other one. This one comes from DSY. He says, Tim, I didn't really care about the guy, talking about Charlie Kirk, but I feel badly for his family. And I know this is awful, but why couldn't they have had this guy shooting? Oh, no, I'm not going to read that. Come on. Don't listen, DSY. You know I like you, but don't put dumb stuff in the comments. I'm Ron Burgundy. I just read what's on the paper in front of me, and I almost read that. Come on. 508-996-0500. Oh, and one more thing, just before the angry calls and emails come in again. I'm against this violence. I don't think that anybody deserves to be killed for their opinions. I also don't think that, I think we've got to address why people are so divisive over this. I agree with Speaker Johnson, who last night on CNN said, you know, we've got to find a way to move past this rhetoric. And it seems like at least Congress might be finally starting to feel that. Of course, we thought the same thing after January 6th, and that didn't last. But hopefully they can get things together here so that Charlie Kirk didn't die in vain, and maybe he could spark this movement towards civility again. And also, I have no problem with people believing in the Bible. I have a problem with people saying that everybody has to believe in the Bible. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm not happy. I mean, what a day this is. The killing of Mr. Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, a great man. Now I'm going to give you my theory, and I know you. I know you're going to not like it, but, you know, I'm going to say it because I have to. And I wasn't the only one to think of it, because while I was roaming around the social media to see what other people were saying and doing, and a couple of people said the same thing that I was thinking, that Charlie Kirk was one day probably going to be the president of the United States. And do you think for one minute that the Democratic Party is going to allow that? They don't want a Republican anymore.
I am going to shut this down. Just based on the fact that I heard multiple people that knew him speaking last night that said he had no political aspirations personally.
Of course. That's right now. But you know, Mr. Weisberg, how many times when Donald Trump was younger? No, I don't think so now. And look where he is.
So because he maybe would have run for president someday, you think that the Democrats killed him?
You don't think they're crazy enough? What's the matter?
No, I don't
you?
Think that. I you think you're think crazy enough to believe it, but I don't think they are.
They are totally behind this whole thing. And another thing, because I don't want to take too much time, and I know a lot of callers want to talk about this, but we've known for a very, very long time that when these shooters come, they're always on top of the buildings. So why don't we put a guy on the closest buildings around, a couple of guys laying on their belly, just looking around? Of course, there's a chance they'll get hit, but if they're lying down flat like the shooter does, I mean, a little protection here and there, we should know better by now.
I mean, because honestly, I think people wouldn't expect that Charlie Kirk would be a target of a potential assassin.
Oh, really? I would expect it. I was thinking about it every time he was out there.
No, I'm not saying that in any disparaging way. I'm saying like the thought process was probably like, hey, I'm just a radio show host. Like, no. If he got threats, that'd be a different story. Like, if somebody had made a threat against him, then yeah, you would beef up security. But I don't think he thought of himself as somebody who would be that somebody would want to do that too. And again, I'm not disparaging him any. I just don't think that was. I don't think that was something he considered.
To kill him, they wouldn't have threatened him for everybody to see. Somebody's threatening him. He's not going to want to let them know and give them a heads up that they're about to kill him.
Well, I think most people that get killed by somebody else that targeted them, you know, they don't expect it to be coming.
You know, I thought of somebody trying to kill him every single time I watched him out there. I said, what a brave guy. Are you kidding me? And he was out there all the time. I don't, maybe he should have, I don't even want to say it, but it must have been being kicked around in his mind too. I mean, he's got kids. If anything happens, he's leaving the kids, the wife. I'm sure he must have been frightened by that. Brave guy is all I can say. Now, those kids, they're not the first family to lose the husband and the father. I understand. It's just I was so stunned by this. I just can't believe it. And there's no way you're ever going to make me think that the Democrats were not behind this whole thing, Mr. Weisberg. I'm glad you let me get that out, whether you agree with it or not.
Well, I guess if you're going to say something that's that baseless, I got to let you say it. Well,
baseless? Now it's baseless. And those students, a lot of them, have you ever watched any of that stuff when he was out there? Questions that were asking were stupid. And he asked one of those young guy in college, and he said, when they were talking about abortions and all, and he said, well, at what point do you think that a baby is alive and all? He goes, yeah, when the baby's born. So the whole time the baby's in the mother's uterus, the baby's not alive, it's a dead baby till it comes out into the air? Stupid questions. And those students that asked those questions knew that they were stupid questions. They were taking up his time and acting dumb, and he should have dismissed them quickly. But no, the man he was,
No, that's what he was there for.
But it was all rigged. Some of those questions were stupid.
Of course it was rigged. His people wanted the dumb people to come up and talk to him. That's what they wanted.
Well, he should have dismissed them. I'm sorry you don't agree, but he should have dismissed them.
That was the whole point of going out there, so he could talk to the dumb people and he could look smarter than them.
But he was wasting time with the dummies.
No, he thought...
There were other students, Mr. Weisberg, that had bona fide good questions.
Agreement to what he was saying most of the time. Those are the people he was trying to reach, was the people that he felt were the uninformed people. Those were the people he was trying to reach. That's why he was there, was to talk to those people.
I don't know. I think the Democrats are going to be after every single Republican now. Everybody better. I hope Cash Patel finds the murderer. I hope he comes clean and gives up all the information, who hired him and everything else, unless he was one lone guy and a lunatic, and he just hated Republicans and hated Charlie Kirk. I mean, they've had, look how many times they tried to kill Donald Trump. They're not going to give up. They can't stand it that they're losing money and their pockets are being emptied, okay? All the higher-ups, all of them, they're all Nancy Pelosi, Liz Warren, just name them all.
I mean,
involved somewhere.
It could also be somebody who's just tapped and, you know, was listening to the Charlie Kirk show every night and thought that he was hearing Charlie Kirk tell him to go to do something.
I'm not leaning that way.
Well, I mean, you have the same amount of evidence that I have to think the opposite right now.
No, but I feel it in my heart and in my heart, in my soul and in my brain.
Okay. Well, feelings aren't facts, Mary. Feelings aren't facts.
He was too young, and I thought my sister died young at 34. I'm sorry. This is going to affect me for a long time. I loved that, man.
I feel for you in that regard.
I didn't even sleep last night.
No, and you were one of the first people I thought of when I heard it, because I know that you're a very active listener at night.
I didn't want to call you, too, because I knew what you were going to say. I didn't want to call you, and I almost didn't at the last minute here, if you notice it.
Mary, you should call me anytime you want, just because we don't agree with it. I still want to hear what you have to
say.
I'm still
arguing.
I know, but arguing is what makes you feel better.
Because you just can't agree with one single thing. If you could give me something.
I agree with a lot of what you were saying. I wasn't disagreeing with you on a lot of what you were saying. I'm just saying, like, you're taking it to a place that we just can't go to yet. You know what? I'll leave it at this, Mary. If we prove that somehow the Democrat Party was behind this, you are getting a tomahawk steak on me from the butcher shop.
Well, I'm going to be looking forward to every freaking bite, and I want you to cut my steak for me and hold my napkin.
I will. I will do that.
And before I go, I know Shawnee is not all there with Trump, but I enjoyed her call today. She was very sympathetic and feeling it in the heart like I was.
I just want to point out she has asked us not to address her by name on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Okay.
No, yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, you didn't know, but... Just.
Okay, then I don't know what to call her. How do I describe who I want to
call her? X. Just call her. Call her X.
All right. Thank you for taking my call.
Have a good day.
Bye bye.
I got to get a break in. Hang on. We'll be back in just a few moments. Actually, we got two breaks we got to get in. We're going to fly through this last 9 minutes. Hold on. We're not going to do that part, though. We're going to skip the news. Give me a second here. I should have been smart enough to remember how I was doing that back when I was doing it. Okay, here we go. Oh, problems in the bedroom, problems with your manliness, problems with anything that, you know, only another person who's gone through that can understand. That's why Dr. Jack and his team are the best at doing that because this is what they do. This is what they focus on. So visit theultimatemensclinic.com or give them a call, 508-505-9100, 508-505-9100. And I got to get a couple more spots in here. We'll be back in just a few moments.